2010年
2010
法国 一份尘封已久的秘密录音 被当众曝光
A long-lost secret recording from France has been revealed in public.
录音仅有21小时
The recording only lasted 21 hours.
却撕开了全球顶级豪门的遮羞布 巨额偷税 政治贿赂
However, it tore the veil of secrecy of massive tax evasion and political bribery by top global elites.
豪门阴暗过往
Dark past of the wealthy family
接连败露
One after another
就连时任法国总统都深陷丑闻漩涡
Even then, the then president of France was embroiled in a scandal.
而这场惊天风波
And this shocking storm
仅仅是因为一场离谱的豪门养老骗局
Just because of a ridiculous rich family scam.
大家好,
Hello, everyone.
我是九斗,
I am Jude Du.
欢迎收看本期节目, 欧莱雅千亿豪门丑闻案。
Huan Ying Shu Kan Ben Kai Jai Mu Lai Yikair Ni Hao Men Chu Wen and
2010年6月16日
June 16, 2010
法国巴黎 一个普通的夏日
A typical summer day in Paris
此时的弗朗索瓦斯·贝当古梅耶 正在做一个足以撼动整个法国的重大决定
Saishi de Fu Lang Sua Warsi Bei Dangu Mei Zheng Zai Yu Yi Ji Zhu Yi Han Dong Zheng Ji Far Yuo De Zhang Dar Zai Chan
他的母亲名叫莉莉安·贝
The mother's name is Lily Ann.
当古, 这位欧莱雅集团的最大个人股东,
Fang Gu Ji White Lai Jai Tu and Zui Dar Ji Ren Gu Dong.
坐拥超过200亿欧元资产.
It has assets exceeding 20 billion euros.
是当时全球身家最高的女性.
She was the wealthiest woman in the world at the time.
可那一年,
That year,
莉莉安已经88岁高龄, 大脑机能严重衰退。
Lillian is 88 years old, and her cognitive function has deteriorated severely.
身边有人正在明目张胆掏空她的千亿家产。
Someone nearby is blatantly emptying his billion-dollar fortune.
而她毫无察觉。
And he was completely unaware.
其中，一名行事怪异的法国摄影师。
One of the eccentric French photographers
几乎快要吞掉他的全部财富
almost completely devoured her entire fortune
为了保住家族遗产
to preserve family heritage
弗朗索瓦斯手里握着25张秘密录音光盘
Fu Lang Suo Wart Si Shu Lai Wo Ji Er Shi Wu Zhang Mai Mai Lu Yin Guang Pan
这些录音不仅可以证实摄影师诈骗老人
These recordings can also confirm that the photographer is defrauding the elderly
还藏着豪门家族的黑暗
There are also the dark secrets of wealthy families
过往巨额偷税证据
Past evidence of large-scale tax evasion
甚至牵扯出法国总统的受贿黑料
It even involved allegations of bribery involving the French president.
一旦公开,顶级豪门政坛
Once the top political figures are exposed,
高层都会被彻底掀翻,纠结在
The high-level executives will be completely overturned, causing a stir.
再三,
Repeatedly,
为了保护母亲,夺回资产,报复骗子,
To protect the mother and reclaim the assets, we made a movie.
弗朗索瓦斯选择公开全部录音.
Far Lang Suo War Si Xuan Zi Gong Kai Quan Bu Lu Yin.
一切风波就此爆发.
A storm of controversy erupted.
故事要从1907年说起。
The story should start with the year 1907.
法国化学家欧仁·舒莱尔研发出了一款安全染发剂。
French chemist Enchel has developed a safe hair dye.
在那个年代
In that era,
市面上的染发产品大多含有铅等有害重金属，对人体伤害极大。
Most hair dyes on the market contain harmful heavy metals such as lead, which can cause great harm to the human body.
舒莱尔研制的新式染剂采用金属盐成分。
Schuller developed a new type of dye that uses metal salt components.
上色更快。
Faster coloring.
颜色持久。
Long-lasting color.
并且无毒无害。
And it is non-toxic and harmless.
这款产品迅速爆红。
This product quickly went viral.
他顺势创办公司。
It established a company opportunistically.
也就是后来的欧莱雅集团。
He drew she who lied a room lie he died to him.
此后。
Subsequently.
多年。
Years.
欧莱雅不断扩充产品线。
Who lie you boudou and huo chong chan pins iron.
烫发、彩妆、护肤全面覆盖。
Comprehensive coverage of hair, makeup, and skincare.
同时。
At the same time.
大量收购同行企业，短短数十年成长为欧洲顶尖的跨国美妆巨头。
Acquired a large number of competitors in just a few decades and grew into Europe's top multinational beauty giant. 1957,
欧仁·舒莱尔离世，名下
The name of the deceased is Enchel.
绝大部分股份，全部家产
Most of the shares and assets
由独女莉莉安·贝当古继承，莉莉安从未插手集团管理。
Lily inherited the company from her mother, Lily.
她只是法国上流社会的专职社交名媛。28岁那年
，She was just a socialite in the French upper class, 28 years old.
她嫁给前政府部长安德烈·贝当古，二人育有一女。
She married André Bédangou.A former government minister, and they had a daughter together.
也就是弗朗索瓦斯，在外人眼里。莉莉安拥有完美人生。
Lillian had a perfect life.
巴黎豪宅配备20名佣人。
Paris mansion equipped with 20 servants.
全球多处奢华房产。
Luxury properties around the world.
身家百亿，财富
worth billions of dollars.
唾手可得
easy to get.
可光鲜外壳之下
beneath the dazzling exterior.
她的生活空洞又孤独
her life was empty and lonely.
丈夫对她冷淡疏离
husband is cold and distant to her.
两人分房居住
Two people share a room.
极少交流，母女关系同样紧张僵硬。
The mother and daughter had a very strained and stiff relationship with little communication.
女儿弗朗索瓦斯性格内向低调。
In the Erfurt Lang Suo Warsi Zangini Zangdai Dairo.
极度厌恶。
Extreme dislike.
浮华虚伪的上流圈子。
The superficial and pretentious upper class.
莉莉安一直担心女儿无法守住庞大的家族资产。
Lillian has always been worried that her daughter cannot protect the vast family assets.
两人隔阂极深。
They are very estranged.
冷漠的婚姻。
Cold marriage.
疏离的亲情。
Estranged family.
虚假的社交。
Fake social.
让莉莉安长期深陷
Let Lily be trapped for a long time.
重度抑郁
Severe depression.
哪怕身家百亿。
Even if you have a net worth of billions.
他的内心依旧荒芜。
Her inner world was still desolate.
1987年。
1987.
已经55岁的莉莉安受邀拍摄个人杂志写真。
At the age of 55, Lillian was invited to shoot a personal magazine photo.
谁也没有想到。
No one could have imagined.
这次简单的拍摄会彻底改写她的后半生。
This simple photo shoot will completely change her life.
甚至搅动整个法国政坛。
Even shaking the entire French political landscape.
本次拍摄的摄影师名叫弗朗索瓦斯·马里·巴尼耶。
Ben Sai Pai Chi de Shi Ying Chi Ming Gyro Fu Lang Suo War Si Mar Lai Bar Nai Li.
这名摄影师行事乖张。
This photographer is eccentric.
举止粗俗。
Boorish.
第一次踏入莉莉安的豪宅。
The first time I stepped into Lily's mansion,
就把自行车停在花园。
Park the bicycle in the garden.
花丛。
Flowers.
还对着玫瑰花丛。
Still admiring the rose bushes.
随地小便。初次见面。
First time meeting.
莉莉安十分反感。
Lily was very annoyed.
巴尼耶直白吐槽她的穿搭品味低俗。
Annie-eyed bluntly complained about his poor fashion sense.
毫无恭维。
No flattery.
毫不客气。
No problem.
可也正是这份与众不同的直白。
It is precisely this unique and directness that
让常年被奉承的莉莉安产生了新鲜感。
This gave Lily, who had been constantly praised, a new perspective.
巴尼耶才华出众，拍摄的写真质感绝佳。
Bani's photography is excellent with a great sense of style.
拍摄结束后
，After the shooting，
莉莉安主动再次邀约他见面。
Lillian proactively invited her to meet again.
巴尼耶是同性恋，比莉莉安小25岁。
Billy is 25 years younger than Barney.
他用独特的温柔慢慢攻破了这名亿万贵妇的内心防线。
He slowly and gently broke through the inner defenses of this wealthy woman.
他陪她聊天读书。
He would spend time with him chatting and reading.
带她结识艺术家。
Take him to meet artists.
常年陪伴旅行。孤独半生的莉莉安第一次感受到被人陪伴的温暖。
For the first time, Lily, who had spent her life traveling alone, felt the warmth of companionship.
一场简单的拍摄演变成长达数十年的亲密羁绊。
A simple photo shoot turned into a decades-long bond.
在莉莉安心里
In Lily's heart,
巴尼耶是唯一懂他的挚友。
Annie was the only one who understood him.
可富人是
Rich people.
世界里的友情往往掺杂着贪婪与算计。
Friendship in the world is often mixed with greed and calculation.
1999年
1999
77岁的莉莉安手握欧莱雅近三成股份稳居全球女首富宝座。
Kai Shi Kai Sui De Lai Lai Ishu Wo Ulai Yujin San Cheng Gu Fen Wen Ju Quan Qiu NV Shu Fu Bao Zuo.
为了回馈这份陪伴
To repay this companionship,
他开始毫无节制地赠予巴尼耶财物、名贵画作。
He began to lavishly donate valuable paintings to Barney.
珍稀珠宝、大额现金。动辄数十万、上百万欧元。
Value precious jewelry and cash, often worth tens of thousands or even millions of euros.
对他而言
，For him,
这些钱财微不足道。
These possessions are insignificant.
他固执认为是巴尼耶拯救了自己的精神世界。
He stubbornly believed that Barney saved his spiritual world.
他要用自己的方式报答这份陪伴。女儿。
He wants to repay the companionship he has received from his daughter in his own way.
弗朗索瓦斯从一开始就极度提防巴尼耶。
Fu lang suo war si kam yi kai chi ju jai du dai fang bar nai yi.
他总能察觉这名摄影师刻意谄媚，动机不纯。
He always noticed that the photographer was deliberately flattering with impure motives.
2007年
2007
弗朗索瓦斯的猜测全部应验。
Fu lang suo war si de kai si quan bu yin yan.
巴尼耶嘴上标榜自己淡泊名利。
Barney, who boasted about his lack of ambition.
实际行为极度贪婪。
Extreme greed in practice.
每次见面之前
Before meeting.
他都会特意致电管家，确认莉莉安随身携带支票本。
He would specifically call the butler to confirm that Lily had her checkbook with her.
见面结束后
After meeting.
大额支票总会凭空消失。
Large checks will eventually disappear.
他多次要求资产管理人向自己账户转账300万欧元。
He repeatedly requested that the asset manager transfer 3 million euros to his account.
甚至怂恿莉莉安取出银行保险柜内价值数千万欧元的私人珠宝藏品。
Even encouraged Lillian to take out the private jewelry collection worth millions of euros from the bank vault.
即全部占为己有，账目。
All expenses.
统计结果令人骇然。
The results are shocking.
1997年至2007年，十年时间。
From 1997 to 2007, a period of 10 years.
莉莉安向巴尼耶赠送艺术品、珠宝、现金，折合9亿1700万欧元。
Lillian gifted jewelry and art to Barney, totaling 917 million euros.
除此之外
，In addition，
他还将两份总保额超5亿欧元的人寿保险受益人全部改成巴尼耶。身家百亿的女首富无意时间送出了近乎10亿的资产。
He also changed all the beneficiaries of the life insurance policies with a total coverage exceeding 500 million euros to Barney, the heiress of the world's richest woman with a net worth of 100 billion euros, who almost sent out nearly 10 billion euros in assets.
弗朗索瓦斯彻底看清，巴尼耶
Fu lang suo war si chi dai can king bar nai yi，
就是在利用母亲的孤独蓄意诈骗。
This is about using a mother's loneliness to deliberately deceive。
而真正的爆发点出现在2007年11月。
His real breakthrough came in November 2007。
莉莉安的丈夫离世，葬礼结束。
Lillian's husband's funeral was over.
当晚
That night,
巴尼耶留宿豪宅，在莉莉安最脆弱悲伤的时刻。
The luxurious villa in Barley was a symbol of Lily's vulnerability and sadness.
他向老人提出，想要成为他的养子，精神。
He proposed to the old man that he wanted to become his adopted son.
恍惚的莉莉安当场应允，一旦收养手续生效
，Lily in a daze immediately agreed to the adoption process as soon as it was completed.
巴尼耶将合法继承欧莱雅一半的家族资产。
Barney will inherit half of the family's assets from the Ulley family.
这是弗朗索瓦斯绝对无法容忍的底线。
Yi shi fu lang suo war si du du yi wu far rong ran de zai chen.
他写下亲笔信。
He wrote a letter of resignation.
告诫母亲。
Warn mother.
不能任由所谓的朋友。
Cannot let so-called friends.
肆意侵害他的权益。
Violate his rights.
次日。
The next day.
弗朗索瓦斯正式向警方报案。
Fu Lang Xuo War Si Zhang Qi Sang Jing Fang Bao Man.
指控巴尼耶利用老人精神弱点。
Accuse Barney of exploiting the elderly's mental weakness.
蓄意谋财。
Plotting for money.
这场豪门内战彻底摆上台面。
This family feud has come to a head.
其实早在多年前。
Actually, as early as many years ago,
弗朗索瓦斯就发现母亲记忆力持续衰退。
Fu Lang Xuo War Si Ju Far Zion Mu King Jai Yi Lai Kai Zhu Xu Wei Tui.
为了保住家族遗产
，to preserve family heritage,
他不得不向外界证实。
He had to confirm to the outside world,
母亲精神失常。
Mother is mentally unstable,
不具备民事决策能力,
lacking the ability to make civil decisions.
报案意味着,
reporting means that,
一旦胜诉,
once won,
莉莉安将失去财产支配权,
Lillian will lose control of her property.
巴尼耶大概率锒铛入狱,
it is highly likely that Bane will be imprisoned.
母女关系彻底决裂。
The mother-daughter relationship has completely broken down.
莉莉安开除所有帮助女儿取证的佣人，彻查豪宅，排查窃听设备。
Lillian fired all the staff who had helped her investigate the case and thoroughly searched the mansion to find surveillance devices.
她极力维护巴尼耶，视亲生女儿为敌人。
He vehemently defended the idea that Barney considered his own daughter an enemy.
谁都没有料到。
None of them expected it.
豪宅之内早已有人悄悄布下监听陷阱。
Someone had already quietly set up a listening trap inside the mansion.
2010年5月。
May 2010.
伺候莉莉安多年的贴身管家主动
The long-time personal assistant to Lily, who had been serving her for years, remained silent.
联系弗朗索
Contact Fran.
索瓦斯交给他25张录音
He gave Sovers 25 recordings.
光盘里面封存着21小时的秘密对话。
The disc contains 21 hours of secret conversations.
这名管家忠心耿耿。
This butler is loyal.
看不惯众人合伙算计年迈的女主人。
I can't stand it when people conspire together to scheme against the elderly woman.
每次资产管理人上门谈话。
Every time an asset manager visits.
管家都会借着送茶水的名义
The housekeeper would take the opportunity to deliver tea
把录音设备藏在桌布下方
Hide the recording device under the tablecloth
数月时间不间断秘密录音
Months of uninterrupted secret recordings
这些录音不仅坐实了巴尼耶的诈骗事实
These recordings not only confirmed the fact that Barney was a fraud,
还牵扯出更多惊天秘密。
Also involves more shocking secrets.
豪门黑暗
Darkness of the wealthy family.
过往巨额偷税记录
Past large tax evasion records.
法国高层政客受贿证据全部清晰。
All evidence of French high-ranking officials accepting bribes has been clarified.
收录摆在弗朗索瓦斯面前的是一道艰难选择题。
Chu Lu Bai Zai Fu Lin Suo War Si Myron Kyron De Shi Dao Jiren Nan Xuan Zi Tai.
要么封存录音，只追究巴尼耶一人。
The main reason for the failure to prosecute is that only Barnier was held accountable.
要么全盘公开，撕破法国顶层的所有伪装。
Either completely expose all the disguises of the French elite.
公开录音会让家族名声尽毁。
Public recordings can ruin a family's reputation.
母亲沦为舆论笑柄。
Mother becomes the target of public ridicule.
甚至撼动法国政坛根基。可以想到巴尼耶即将瓜分家产。
Even shaking the French political figures, such as Banny, could think that Banny was about to divide his property.
母亲被众人轮番算计。
Mother was subjected to the calculations of the crowd.
弗朗索瓦斯不再犹豫。
Fu Lang Suo War Si Bu Zain Yu Yu.
2010年6月16日。
June 16, 2010.
他向官方提交全部录音。
He submitted all the recordings to the official authorities.
一场轰动全法国的顶级丑闻彻底引爆。
A major scandal that shook all of France.
录音曝光后。
After the recording was leaked.
所有人震惊。
Everyone was shocked.
发现算计莉莉安的从来不止巴尼耶一人，豪宅佣人随意要求加薪。
The only person who was trying to cheat Lily Ann was Barnaby, the artist's housemate.
他全数应允，私人护士、安保人员凭空获赠巴黎市中心豪宅，欧莱雅集团董事长直接拿到1亿欧元馈赠。
She agreed to give private nurses and security personnel the opportunity to receive a luxury apartment in the center of Paris, and the chairman of the Allier Group directly received a gift of 10 million euros.
而巴尼耶获利最为夸张。
And Barney profited the most.
他哄骗莉莉安修改遗嘱，将一座价值5000万欧元的私人岛屿划归自己名下。
He tricked Lily Ann into amending her will to transfer a 5 million euro private island to his name,
并且确立为唯一遗产
and establish it as the only heritage,
继承人
heir.
事后
afterwards,
莉莉安对此毫无记忆，专业精神检测
Lillian has no memory of the professional assessment.
给出最终判定。
Give the final judgment.
莉莉安患上早发性阿尔茨海默症，精神状态不具备民事判断能力。
Lily suffers from early onset Alzheimer's disease and lacks the capacity to make civil judgments.
这则判定直接改写案件性质。
The judgment in World War Roman II directly changed the nature of the case.
原本简单的民事财产纠纷升级为多人合伙欺诈。
What started as a simple civil property dispute escalated into a case of multiple people conspiring to commit fraud.
老年失智妇人的刑事案件。
Criminal cases of elderly and mentally impaired wealthy people.
巴尼耶的审判被迫延后。
The trial of Barney was postponed.
而录音里更深层的黑料开始持续发酵。
And the deeper rumors in the recording began to ferment.
首先
First,
被曝光的是贝当古家族不为人知的黑暗过往，创始人欧仁舒莱尔除了商人、化学家的身份
，The dark past of the Badingfield family, which was exposed, revealed that the founder Aurentia had not only the identities of a businessman and a chemist,
还是法西斯组织早期创始人之一
，One of the early founders of the fascist organization.
二战时期
During World War Roman II
他资助极端右翼组织德军占领巴黎期间主动合作做生意
He actively cooperated with the Nazi regime during the period when the Nazi regime occupied Paris and made profits from it
靠着战争不断扩张
Through constant expansion due to war
积累原始资本父亲的极端思想
Accumulate original capital, father's extreme ideas.
也影响了莉莉安，因为女儿嫁给犹太裔丈夫。
This also affected Lily because her daughter married a Jewish man.
莉莉安长期抱有反犹太思想。
Lillian has long held anti-Semitic views.
多次在私下发表歧视言论。
Repeatedly made discriminatory remarks in private.
豪门虚伪的体面被彻底撕碎。
The facade of the wealthy family was completely shattered.
紧随其后
In addition to
更大的税务丑闻浮出水面。
A larger tax scandal has surfaced.
当时
At that time
法国正在严打偷税漏税。
France is cracking down on tax evasion.
政府准备出台新规。
The government is preparing to issue a regulation.
要求民众主动申报海外瑞士账户。
Request citizens to declare overseas Swiss accounts.
瑞士银行素来以保密制度闻名。
Switzerland Bank SUI is known for its strict confidentiality policy.
是欧洲富人最常用的避税天堂。
The most popular tax havens for European wealthy people.
为了规避巨额资产税
To avoid huge asset taxes,
莉莉安和资产管理人连夜转移资金。
Lillian and the asset manager transferred funds in the middle of the night.
将数亿欧元资产从瑞士悄悄转移至新加坡。
Secretly transferring billions of euros in assets from Switzerland to Singapore.
除此之外
In addition,
他还在香港、乌拉圭、列支敦士登开设12个匿名离岸账户。
He still opened 12 anonymous offshore accounts in Hong Kong, Uruguay, and Liechtenstein.
私人岛屿也挂靠匿名信托。
When people also use anonymous trusts to launder money,
从未向政府申报
never reported to the government.
税务部门彻查后确认，莉莉安多年累计偷税金额高达1.8亿欧元。
After thorough investigation by the tax authorities, it was confirmed that Lillian had evaded taxes for many years with a total amount of 1,800,000 euros.
为了避免牢狱之灾
To avoid being a convict.
他补缴全部税款
He paid all the overdue taxes.
缴纳高额罚金
Pay a hefty fine.
这笔钱对他而言
This money is for him.
不过是九牛一毛。民众真正愤怒的点在于
However, it's just a drop in the bucket compared to the real grievances of the people.
多年以来
For many years,
他从未被税务部门正常稽查过一次。曝光的录音给出了答案。
He provided an answer, citing an audio recording that had never been subjected to a normal audit by the tax authorities.
当时主导税务整改。
At that time, the main focus was on tax reform.
严打偷税的预算部长名叫埃里克·沃尔特。
The budget minister named Eric Walter is fighting against tax evasion.
而沃尔特的妻子恰好就职于莉莉安的资产管理公司，专门处理她的海外避税业务。录音中，资产管理人直白告知莉莉安
Meanwhile, Walt's wife happened to work at Lily's asset management company, which was specifically handling his overseas tax evasion business recordings. The asset manager directly told Lily
税务方面
Taxation
由沃尔特专门打点，高层官员
Both specifically targeted high-ranking officials.
暗中包庇富豪，明目张
Secretly protecting wealthy individuals from public scrutiny.
张胆践踏法律，前任会计
Violating the law, former accountant.
在媒体采访中进一步爆出猛料
Further revealed shocking details in an interview with the media.
莉莉安常年举办奢华宴会。
Lillian often hosted lavish parties.
专门宴请法国各界政客。宴会之前
，Before hosting a banquet for various French politicians,
他会提前准备大量现金红包。
He will prepare a large amount of cash in advance.
私下赠与参会官员
Private gifts to attending officials
法国法律规定
According to French law
单笔政治现金捐赠超过7500欧元
A single political cash donation exceeding 7500 euros
必须如实申报
Must be truthful
而这群政客无论派系立场
And these politicians, regardless of their party affiliation,
全部收受过莉莉安的非法现金馈赠、金钱换特权。
All of them have received illegal cash payments from Lillian in exchange for favors.
富人操控政坛，黑暗交易。
The wealthy manipulate the political arena and engage in dark deals.
赤裸裸摆在民众面前
Exposed to the public
风波的最高潮直指时任法国总统尼古拉·萨科齐会计公开指控萨科齐常年出入莉莉安豪宅
The peak of the scandal involved the then French president Nicolas Sarkozy who publicly accused Sarkozy of frequently visiting the Lillian Betancourt mansion
多次私下索要现金
Repeatedly asking for cash privately.
2007年，总统大选期间
，during the presidential election，
莉莉安通过沃尔特向萨科齐的竞选团队秘密输送150,000欧元。
Lily transferred 15,000 euros to Sarkozy's campaign team through Walter.
现金，这笔非法政治现金一旦坐实
，Once the illegal political funds are confirmed，
萨科齐竞选资格作废
，Sarkozy's eligibility for election is invalidated，
必须下台。消息传开
，The news must be released。
法国举国哗然
，France is in uproar。
萨科齐、沃尔特第一时间公开否认。
Sarkozy Volt immediately denied it,
声称这是恶意政治抹黑
claiming that this is a malicious political smear.
可民众情绪彻底失控
The people's emotions have completely lost control.
巴黎街头爆发大规模抗议
Mass protests erupt in Paris.
短短数周
In a matter of a few weeks,
萨科齐支持率从 65% 暴跌至 32%
Sarkozy's approval rating plummeted from 65% to 32%
创下当时法国总统最低支持记录
Set a record for the lowest support rate for a French president
可惜
Unfortunately
这场指控终究缺少决定性证据
This accusation ultimately lacks conclusive evidence.
会计证词前后存在细微出入，现金交易。
There are slight discrepancies in cash transactions before and after the accounting testimony.
无任何转账痕迹。
No transfer records.
最终，针对总统的贪腐调查。
The final investigation into the president's corruption.
被迫搁置，政坛风波喧嚣不断。
Political turmoil is constantly being put on hold.
而这场闹剧的始作俑者母女二人达成了和解。
The two women, the instigators of the drama, reached an agreement.
2010年12月
December 2010
断绝往来三年的母女正式谈判。
The mother and daughter, who had been estranged for 3 years, finally began negotiations.
弗朗索瓦斯撤销
Fulangsual Warsichiziro
对巴尼耶的指控，代价是母亲永久疏远。
The accusations against Barney cost his mother permanent estrangement.
巴尼耶辞退
Fanny I was fired.
原有资产管理人由弗朗索瓦斯的丈夫接手打理资产。
The assets were managed by Franz or his husband.
同时
At the same time,
莉莉安签署监护协议。
William signed a guardianship agreement.
彻底丧失个人财产、法律事务的自主决策权。
Complete loss of the right to make independent decisions regarding personal property, legal matters.
所有权限移交女儿，这份协议充满矛盾和争议。
The transfer of all powers to the daughter is a controversial and contentious issue.
弗朗索瓦斯常年主张母亲精神失常。
Fulangsual Warsichang Nairn, Chu Sheng Mu Kin Jing Shen Chi Chang.
却在无律师陪同的情况下
However, under the accompaniment of Mr. Wu,
下诱导母亲签下改变一生的协议
To induce the mother to sign a contract that will change her life.
外界纷纷质疑
Everyone questioned it.
弗朗索瓦斯和那些骗子并无区别。可
Fulangsual Warsi Inarzai Pirnzai Zai Bing Wook Bai
无论舆论如何评价，这场谈判最
No matter how the public perceives this negotiation
大的赢家一目了然。
The biggest winner is clear
风波过后没
After the storm
媒体热度渐渐消退。
The media attention is gradually fading.
2012年
In 2012,
萨科齐谋求连任，大选前夕
Before the French presidential election, Sarkozy sought re-election.
司法机构重启调查，传唤资产管理人当庭作证。
Judicial authorities resume investigation and summon asset managers to testify in court.
虽然没有定罪
although not convicted,
却再次重创萨科齐的公众形象。
However, it further damaged Sarkozy's public image.
最终
finally,
他竞选失败
he lost the election,
黯然下台
resign,
失去总统身份
Lose the presidential identity
庇护司法机关不再留有顾忌
Judicial authorities no longer have any reservations
2015年
2015
本案正式开庭
The case has officially commenced
巴尼耶、萨科齐、沃尔特连同另外五名涉案人员一同受审
Anisak Zewald is on trial together with another 5 suspects.
法庭宣判
Verdict.
萨科齐与沃尔特罪名不成立
Sacco and Vanzetti acquitted.
当庭释放
Release on bail.
唯有巴尼耶诈骗证据确凿
Only the evidence of Barnes' fraud is conclusive.
法院判处他两年六个月
The court sentenced him to 2 years and 6 months.
监禁35万欧元罚金
€350,000 fine.
同时向弗朗索瓦斯赔付1.58亿欧元。
Pay France or €158 million.
这场迟来的判决让弗朗索瓦斯终于等到正义。
He Chang Kai Lai Depend Yu Rang Fu Lang Siu War Si Zhang Yu Deng Dao Zheng Yi
可反转来得猝不及防。
It can come unexpectedly.
巴尼耶当庭提出上诉。
And I was present in court and filed an appeal.
四年。
Four years.
二审改判，原有刑期改为四年。
The second instance overturned the original sentence and sentenced the defendant to 4 years.
缓刑。
Suspension of sentence.
无需入狱服刑，罚金上调至375,000欧元。
No prison sentence, no fine increased to 375,000 euros.
而原本1,580,000的巨额赔偿直接缩减为1欧元，近乎无罪的判决。
And the original massive compensation of 158 million euros was directly reduced to a near innocent verdict of almost 1 euro.
刺痛了无数人。
It pierced countless hearts.
2017年。
2017。
94岁的莉莉安·贝当古离世。
Lillian Bedon, 94, passed away.
全部千亿资产。
All the net worth of billions.
由女儿弗朗索瓦斯继承。
Inherited by daughter.
如今的弗朗索瓦斯坐拥超千亿身家。
Rugin de Fulain, Suo Warsi, Suo Yang Kao, Kair, Nishen Jir.
是人类历史上第一位资产突破1,000亿美元的女性。
She is the first woman in history to have a net worth of over $100 billion.
而故事里的所有人都各自有着截然不同的结局。
And everyone in the story has a completely different ending.
巴尼耶依旧活跃在时尚圈，担任名人。
Baniai is still active in the fashion industry as a celebrity.
摄影师还出版了个人回忆录。
The photographer also published a personal memoir.
生活富足，安稳度日。
To live a rich and stable life.
萨科齐麻烦缠身。
Sarkozy is in trouble.
2021年。
2021。
因竞选经费超标
，due to exceeding the campaign budget，
被判一年监禁，后改为居家软禁
，sentenced to 1 year in prison， then converted to home confinement。
他依旧深陷各类贪腐案件，多次面临开庭审判。
He is still deeply involved in various corruption cases and has repeatedly faced court trials。
纵观整场豪门风波，一卷录音掀开顶级圈层的遮羞布，富人偷税，政客受贿。
Looking back at the entire recording of the Gate scandal, it exposed the corruption of wealthy figures in the top circles, including tax evasion and bribery of politicians.
骗子敛财
，scammers make money.
亲情决裂。
Family ties broken.
所有人都在贪婪的漩涡里疯狂博弈。
Everyone is frantically playing in the whirlpool of greed.
唯有那位孤独衰老的女首富。
Only the lonely and aging female billionaire.
一生被利用，被算计。
Used and calculated.
被操控，坐拥千亿财富。
Manipulated, controlling a fortune of billions,
却从来没能掌控过自己的人生。
But I never really took control of my own life,